Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Show 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's how we fix it. You get involved in the conversation. You let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, whatever, know about what's going on. That's how you win. Right? I mean, otherwise, I don't even know what to tell you. You know, otherwise we do lose. And we lose on a regular basis when this stuff happens. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you heard today, the basketball player who hates the country is free. Isn't that cool? I mean, there are other people who think it's cool. I don't think it's so cool. This is, and it's such, I mean, seriously, it's such an abomination. There was no reason. There were so many others. But I guess it really does show you how much this administration hates the country. Look, some of you get all irritated when I go down this road, but here's the reality behind it. We had other deserving American citizens, American military, that are in the custody of the Russians, and the best we could do is go out of our way to give up. Look, we traded, if that's what, how you want to put it, I don't know how you want to put it, we traded for a Russian warmonger. And everybody seems to be okay with that. Right? I mean, give it some serious thought. Everybody seems to be okay with that. I find it extremely interesting that you're not hearing the left is saying, oh, the left is looking at the left media. I'm sorry. I mean, the left is just saying, wow, how great it is that, Griner's been able to be released and now she's going to be able to get back with her wife and, you know, she can take a knee again when she, sports arena. It's disgusting is what it is, frankly. I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win, as I always say. The Pentagon finally spoke up. You know, I mean, so the Department of State thinks he did a wonderful job with this. Look at the success we've had. Sick people. And the Pentagon's concerned that the Merchant of Death, which is what he was called, right, may resume arms trafficking in that Brittany Griner exchange. And that's what he was getting, you know, I mean, he was the one supplying weapons, and maybe that's why Russia needed him back again. They've run out of ammunition, they're running out of tanks, they're running out of equipment. And I guess this is why they needed him out, I guess. I don't know. Anybody else got any ideas as to why? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. The Pentagon is concerned that the convicted Russian arms dealer, Victor, I can't pronounce it, Bout, also known as Merchant of Death, was freed Thursday in that prison swap for the WNBA star. You know, she went in there and broke the law, period. So we traded, I know you guys have been hearing this all day, we traded a man that will get arms for Russia to help him defeat Ukraine, maybe even take us out at some point in time, for somebody who is smoking dope and hates the country. The country that she hated and still hates is the one she turned to for help. They don't see their own hypocrisy. They really don't see it. You know, and then you go a little further with it. We couldn't even do the trade. We had to look to Saudi Arabia to do it for us. I don't know if it's because we didn't have a relationship with them, or for some reason we couldn't. Our State Department's terrible. I mean, I don't know what caused them to go down that road. Anyway, they go further on to say, I think there's a concern that he would return to do the same kind of work he was doing in the past. Bout was in the middle of serving a 25-year sentence in the U.S. for many offenses, including conspiring to kill Americans. Maybe that's why nobody cares. I mean, Griner doesn't care about Americans. She doesn't care about this country. So maybe they figured, you know, the fact that he wants to kill Americans, hey, no big whip. Whoop. I mean, Griner was arrested at the airport after the Russian authorities said that she had vape cartridges with cannabis oil inside. Now, they know better. They ask these questions. They know better. What is it, you can't go without your dope for a couple of weeks? Really? All right. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Alfonso Rachel. Maybe he can get me off the ceiling. We'll be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. It was always a pleasure. I always appreciate the time you guys spending with us on the air and that chat room, texting, tweeting, and like I only can tap dance so long, so quick, swallow. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, he's back from wherever he was. Joe Messina, your host. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. And dude, I just, you know, I got to tell you something. It's been an interesting news couple of days, if you would.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell, right? Mm. No, it's really, truly crazy, crazy stuff. Not even thinking, look, what they call it, it's not even the Defense of Marriage Act. It's a Protection of Marriage or something like this that they put through today. I got calls from friends of mine that are very upset that a local congressman voted for this thing. And they're like, how could he do that? How could he betray us like this? I go, hey, slow down. You know, get real information together. And part of that real information is the fact that these little turds snuck in interracial, what am I going to call them? They snuck in interracial marriage into the bill, right? So if you voted against the bill, you know, you voted against Thomas Clarence and his marriage.
That's right.
They're not stupid people. They have a clue, right?
That's right. Their worldview is stupid, but they're not stupid by how they go about it, though. And you're exactly right, man. That's what this all and it has. How long have I been saying, Joe? How long have I been saying is that all these things that Democrats want to push through, they always lean on the black plight to get it done. Yep. Everything that the Democrats imposed on the black community in the first place is the very stuff that they use to say that, oh, if you don't like gay marriage, well, then that must mean that you're a racist because you agree with international marriage either.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's great. It's so perfect because again, what's the irony behind this? Not only did they not want interracial marriage, but you know, black people weren't even considered human, so they really couldn't get married, right?
Right, absolutely.
And look at what they do.
Yeah, and just like to add to the irony that you're pointing out, I mean, you had the Democrats who withheld licenses to uphold the anti-miscegenation laws that they authored, right, to keep people from different nations being able to marry, particularly blacks and whites. And now here it is, you have homosexuals wanting to get licensed, and they allied with the Democrats to get a license to be married, the same licenses that Democrats deny to black people while they say, if you don't believe in this, then you're a racist. It's like, okay.
Yeah, but you know what that's from? That's because history no longer exists.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, think about it. It's really what it boils down to. History no longer exists. Uh-uh. These people really don't know the history of that party that they belong to. Maybe they don't want to know it. Maybe the ignorance is willful. Right?
Well, it is, man. And the thing is, man, Democrats thrive on ignorance. That's why, you know, as Republican voters and conservatives, you know, when they keep saying, well, we just need to ignore them, and it's like, no, you don't want to ignore them because they thrive on ignorance. And the thing is, they run all the systems, the entertainment system, the education system, the judicial system, to do what? And they're pushing this race narrative. And you know what I say, Joe, and I'm trying to tell our listeners, when they try to say that there's no such thing as systemic racism, what do you think is happening? This is systematic. It's a system. It's in your education system. They're doing it through there, and they're pitting people against each other. And it is to destroy America and pit the races against each other, where the Democrats can say, oh, well, we're the ones who can solve all this because we're the ones who just want everybody to get along. It's systemic. It is systemic racism, and the Democrats are doing it.
You know, this is hilarious because you're so right. It's like, you know, yeah, we can fix this. You know why? Because we're the ones who created it. We know, we know how to make it work in reverse. Yeah, it's just amazing watching all this happen. And again, but you and I have talked about this. They still are able to pull this over on the Hispanic, on the black, on the, you know, these communities and women too. Again, how many votes did the Democrats have for women's suffrage to give the women the vote? Zip. Okay? I mean, sure, and we're for women. What kind of women?
Right. Women that want to be like men? It's like, you know, we want to do the same, I guess, the all the stuff that we resent about men, we want to be equal and do the same thing. I'm like, oh, okay.
You know, I just think this is all, again, I think this is all hilarious that it's coming at them at 100 miles an hour. They're not paying attention. I mean, look what happened today. This exchange of Brittany Griner for Victor Bout, right? You know the difference? I mean, here we have an American-hating, a U.S.-hating, forgive me, basketball player. Okay,
right.
Goes over to a country, willingly breaks the law. All right, like, oh, I'm American, you can't touch me. Even though I hate the country, yeah, I'm American, you can't touch me, right? She goes over there, and what we have American citizens there accused of espionage and such that shouldn't be in jail. They're still in jail, and this person gets out of jail. What do we trade them for? We don't trade her for, you know, five of their basketball players. No. We trade them for somebody that is the most, one of the most dangerous people on the planet. Right?
And actually, is that really somebody named Brittany, or did Dennis Rodman just find a way to get back into basketball? Is that really Dennis Rodman in drag? Yeah.
Yeah, send your cards and letters to zoe@zoe.com.
I wouldn't put it past them, though, but go ahead.
Now let me play devil's advocate here, though. As the Marine is in there, that's what he signed up for, man. He's willing to make that sacrifice to make sure that Americans are safe. Wouldn't he be happy to be able to say, hey, no, go ahead, take her back?
I'll push back on you. I think he's there to protect real Americans, but that's beside the point. Anyway.
You got it, man. You got it. Like I said, devil's advocate. Yep. You know I don't believe that, man. It's like, no, you hate America, you go ahead and you suck up that gulag that you're in right now.
Yeah, he was there, though, going to a wedding. Okay. And if you read the real story, you read what's around it. Now, there's other things that are happening, too. But apparently, a quote-unquote Russian citizen or came up and handed him a USB drive. And on the USB drive was the name of a bunch of employees at a secret installation for the Russians. I don't know. It almost sounds like a spy movie, right?
Sure.
But the reality behind it was that he was there for a wedding. You know, a wedding that was planned and everything. He was showing relatives and others around Russia. And that's when they picked him up. So you go, well, okay, he's worthy. He at least fought for this country. He did something to make this country better. And what do we go for? The cannabis-smoking, U.S.-hating. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. I got to make sure I stay on here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Marine Paul Whelan was not included in the prisoner swap between the United States and Russia that led to the release of imprisoned basketball star Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says they will continue working to bring Whelan home.
Despite our efforts, the Russian government has not yet been willing to end his wrongful detention. They continue to insist on sham charges of espionage and are treating Paul's case differently.
A scathing congressional report claims the NFL's Washington Commanders hid decades of sexual misconduct. Thursday, a U.S. House committee released its report that zeroed in on team owner Dan Snyder. The report says Snyder allowed pervasive sexual harassment by team executives of female employees, and he tried to interfere with investigations into the Commanders' toxic workplace culture. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
go. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. It's the only way that we win. It's the only way you win. It's the only way I win. It's the only way we all win. And we can come, yes, we can come together, but not for a kumbaya moment. I think we're getting closer and closer and closer to the fight, if you would. Alfonso Rachel joins me. She does this every week. I always love having him with me. He is the host of the Anti-Fighty Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, Zopi and Den, and soon to return, soulfoodradio.net. And, dude, you're moving into your new digs. I'm so happy for you.
Right?
You can start putting out some of that great music you were doing before.
I'm trying to get back to the jams, man. But you know, this is close to being a fully armed and operational battle station, right?
That's good. I'm good with that. Seriously. So I'll switch gears on you a little bit. I can't stand talking about basketball players who hate us to begin with, so we'll move on from there. You and I always make fun of my truth. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That group went around going, my truth is my truth. Okay, so my truth is to have sex with your 11-year-old daughter. That's my truth, okay? I mean, this is, well, they run around going, you know, you can't tell me what my truth is, don't they? Now, you can't tell me who to love. I guess soon it's going to be, you can't tell me how many to love. So, I mean, seriously, there was this TikTok video where, I don't know if you saw this, these were Twitter employees. And there's four of them in the room. I think it was two women or three women and one guy or something like that, right? And she's pointing around and she's going, okay, so we've been in a relationship for 8 years and I got confused listening to her. And then she gets to the end and she goes, and he and I have a baby, but she raised, I'm going, whoa, this is, really, you find some, there's nothing solid about this. You guys are whacked, but that's their truth, right?
Yeah, that's their truth. How can they be solid? Because they're all about being fluid.
Yeah. Well, yeah, all kinds of fluid, apparently. Fluid marriage, fluid fluid sexuality, fluid. I mean, come on. Anybody see how ridiculous this is after a while? Right?
Yeah. And you would think that they wouldn't have to, like, sleep around so much, you know, and explore all this sexuality. I mean, in one person, they've got a whole bunch of people. It's like they do refer to themselves as they. like I said, as they speak the language of Legion, it's like in one partner, you might have six or seven or 20 different partners, different genders and different personalities. I mean, you got these split personality people like dating each other and stuff like that. What was that? What was that movie, Ghostbusters, when Sigourney Weaver's character said, I want you inside of me. And Bill Murray's like, I think you got about three or four people in there already.
That was great, yeah. But I mean, seriously, when you look more and more, I mean, you know, I search Facebook, I search these places for stories and stuff, and the more and more I see, I see there was one girl there, and she's kind of dancing around, and you can tell she's like 6 months, 7 months pregnant, and she said she was polyamorous, so her and her husband and her husband's girlfriend, who's there in the house, at least she could service him while she's pregnant, and it's like, what? I'm confused.
Yeah, but, who does she think she is, man? Sarah Abraham and Hagar? At least, I mean, but, you know, with Sarah couldn't get pregnant. So what is she's like? She's, like, supposed to be, like, the pregnant one while her husband... Let me get it down to like this. Dang it. These people, you know what they claim to hate so much about us capitalists, us bourgeois capitalists and all that sort of stuff? They claim to hate the greed, American greed. And you know what, Joe? That's exactly what they are. It's flipping greedy. It's like, you guys are just sitting there basically saying that you're not enough for one each other. What an insult that is, man.
That's true.
Like, you know, it's like, you're not enough for me. I need a side chick or something like that. And then the girl is like thinking that that's all empowering and stuff like, I can handle it. Sure, you can sleep around with other women. You just sold yourself short, woman. And you just cater to his greed. And you're greedy too. You can't even stick with one sex. You gotta go for the same sex because you can't be satisfied. Greedy. They're greedy, Joe.
I say they're confused. They're all confused. You know,
that too.
It is so funny when they talk about, it's not right that somebody should be with only one person, or how can you expect us to love one person all your life? Well, first and foremost, if you're going to have kids, how do you think your kids feel? You're going to be able to love them all their lives, or are you just going to give up on them too? Right? Because let me tell you what, kids can be very challenging, I'll put it that way. Right? So what is it? So commitment is out. Think about all the things that made us strong as human beings, as a nation, right? Commitment. Well, you don't need to make a commitment anymore. If you get a little tired of your old lady, she'll let you have a sidekick or whatever they're called these days, or a second wife. You could be in a truple, a quadruple, or whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on. You know, and if you have a child, you don't have to worry about the in-laws, and your mom doesn't have to come, you know, help you, and the family unit really doesn't matter because your husband's second wife can take care of that kid or live-in girlfriend or whatever. It's like, are you people for real? You know?
No. The reality is definitely lost on them, man. That's just not where they live. And you know, even the Bible, like, if they try to say it, well, in the Bible, didn't they have, like, you know, bigamy and polygamy and stuff like that? It's like, sure they did. And it didn't end well. It's like, you guys might have missed that part. Those who go for those polyamorous relationships, they turn out as Solomon. Solomon's a great example.
Oh, yeah. No, well, some people say, no, and you hear it, right? I'm sure you get it too. You go, well, wait a minute. The people in the Old Testament had concubines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they had several wives. They had this, they had that. They go through the whole thing, and you go, okay, are you studying this stuff? They also had slaves, right? And you're going to throw that in our face, too? Why don't you read about what a slave actually was? Why don't you read about these things and actually study and understand? But isn't there what Scripture says? If you want to be a leader, right, you have to be, what, the husband of one wife? Not 12, not 4. You have to have your house in order. Your kids under control, basically.
Yeah, select that cherry picking of scripture, man, to justify their narrative, man. And it's like, you know, even with these, you know, these women that were in the Bible who would be these multiple wives and stuff like that, that wasn't something that God preferred. It was something they allowed because it was better them to have that than for them to be destitute. He's like, well, I don't want them to be out there being prostitutes. I don't want them to be homeless and all that sort of stuff. But if they're able to be one of many wives for a man who can take care of them, I don't prefer that, but I'll allow it because the alternative is much, much worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, there was, I should have pulled it up and sent it to you. There was an actual pastor on TikTok. Well, maybe he wasn't a pastor, just dressed up as one. I don't know, but and talking about how Jesus specifically was okay with transgenderism. Because, you know, one of the scriptures he pulled up is where in heaven there is neither male nor female. Which means that that gender is fluid and or even non-existent. You get to choose what you want.
Oh, man. Yeah, he misread that for real. Okay. No, well, I think he left out the part where there's no male, there's no female, there's no rich, there's no poor, there's no Jews, there's no Gentiles. What it says is, no, dude, you guys talk about equity. Well, then you should understand what this means. Everybody's equal. I'm not a respecter of persons. You're still a man, you're still a woman, and all that sort of stuff, but you have inherited the kingdom, and everybody is straight up royalty here. You know, that's what, man, they missed something bad.
No, I actually get it. I know some people I actually get a kick out of this stuff. You know, when they start throwing this stuff up there, you just have to sit back and laugh because you're going, your point, you can't just misquote. You have to surgically go in there and pull bits and pieces out, right?
Totally. Speaking, you know, this guy, who's that? Warnock. Warlock, whatever.
Oh, yeah, Warlock. No, it's a better name for him, but go ahead.
Jesus would approve of abortion? It's like, man, just like you always say, man, I don't think we talk about the same Jesus, because we're not talking about the same Jesus at all. And you are totally violating the commandment of taking his name in vain and making up some idol in your own image.
Well, Stacey Abrams. Oh. Same thing with her, who is a, you know, there's a difference. She's a professing Christian, and and Jesus is okay with abortion. But to your point, what Jesus are we talking about? Jesus talks about, you know, what happens if you hurt one of these little kids, right? Or bring the little kids unto me. He didn't mean bring them in pieces. He meant bring them to him. Okay, I mean, listen, the music again. Can go for commercial. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time.
Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Love kicking off this part of the show. And, Zoe, we were talking about my truth, and we got off on a tangent. But this pastor, finally, and I told you, I was talking to some of the Christians this week, and they were talking about giving up ground and playing nice, and maybe if we did this, and maybe if we did that. Like, you know, you guys... been giving up ground for 2,000 years. We're now 2.5 miles back, and you're still talking about giving up more ground. This is ridiculous. And, you know, this Christian leader who wrote about my truth and said, look, enough. No more my truth. The only truth we have is the truth. And we need to stick on the truth of Jesus. End of discussion. And, you know, he was getting ridiculed, or he was getting beat up from some others in leadership of the Christian church, which is nothing different than it was back in Jesus' day. Yeah, they've never changed or what have you. But, you know, they think by giving in, by giving a little bit here and giving a little bit there, the other side will come a little closer to you. You know, it'll draw them in. Guys like me, and they've said it to me, guys like me push people away. And I go, eh, you don't hang around with me. No, no, no. People are tired of seeing the soy boy Christian, okay? I mean, you're not going to, just be frank, you're not going to pull in a dock worker looking like a soy boy and go, hey, have you boys heard about Jesus? You know, come on, let's sit down and have some tea and talk. They want to see that Christian men are men, yes. Okay? We can hold our own, we can speak our own, we can stand up for ourselves, based on the Word of God. Am I crazy? Well, I am crazy, but
you're the right kind of crazy, man. And you know, because they thought Jesus was crazy too.
Yeah, right? That's right.
He's out of his mind, but he was the right kind of crazy, man. And it reminds me of James Cameron. James Cameron out there giving a thumbs down to testosterone, saying that testosterone is something that needs to be worked out of us. You know, I guess we need like some sort of slow castration or whatnot. And, you know, yeah, this whole, you know, with Christianity, and that's been sold on us for a long time, man. This kind of touchy-feely Jesus and whatnot. And y'all, you know, Joe and I, we're not trying to downplay love or anything like that, man. We need real love. You know what I'm saying? We need the Lord's love, and we need to, you know, and you got to love him in order for us to really know how to love each other. And, you know, sometimes when you got to let folks know what real love is, sometimes you might have to hurt them a little bit. You know, and it's not a kind of hurt, you know, to a malicious kind of hurt. It's like no pain, no gain. And you got to tell people about what kind of person Jesus was. And Jesus had that real kind of love. And Jesus, you know, as we often refer to, he's the guy who went in with a rope, turned over tables, and even the temple guards didn't want to mess with him. And in that moment of showing that manliness, he also announced that he was God. Look, man, I'm fully man and I'm fully God. This is a house of prayer, man. My house. It is written, my house. Who's he talking about? He's talking about himself. I'm God, right? I'm a man, and I'm a man who loves. Right? But not this kind of touchy-feely love that you guys are talking about.
No, I love the one guy said, so you're like, so a man can't love a man? I said, of course a man can love a man. I love my dad. He's a man. There's other men that I love. You know, I think they're great people. The great people of God, the whole nine yards. I don't have any sexual desire for them, but I love them. And that's, you know, you and I have talked about this before, too. That's part of the problem, too, is that the English word for love, there's only one word. Love is love is love, and then you've got to kind of use it in context to find out exactly what it means. You know, the Bible has, I think, five or six different words for love. It's got, you know, God's love, the love you would have for your wife. It's got the love you have for your kids. It's got erotic love. I mean, it has specific meanings for the word, or for the words. It actually uses different words. We only have one. So therefore, they think that one word encompasses everything. And that's how they teach the falsehoods.
Well, as I mean, we can see with them, they associate love with sex.
Oh yeah,
you know, that's where they are. You know, the whole love wins things is all about sex, and you know that's a really sad thing. And somewhere the ball has been dropped in educating them about what love is. That's why the commandment. You know, when Jesus said, yeah, man, you said it right. You love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and strength. But I guess to these people, well, okay, I love God. I want to have sex with him. It's like, you know, and it's not a far-off thing because even in Sodom and Gomorrah, when the angels came to visit, what did they want to do? They wanted to have sex with the angels. And, you know, but that's what they associate these things with. And you got to learn to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength so you learn what love actually is. And then from there, you can love your neighbor as you would yourself. But they don't understand that. They only get that second part. Love your neighbor as you would yourself. Well, I would have sex with myself, so I'll have sex with my neighbor. And God's like, no, you missed out.
I was watching this old black and white movie the other day, and it came up a couple of times. And in the movie, the woman's talking, and she's talking to the cop, and she goes, and then he tried to make love to me, so I slapped him in the face. Mm. And I had to think about that. In that day, that meant that he tried to kiss her. Think about the difference. And now we've taken these words, right? In the Old Testament, they talk about people sleeping with people. They were actually sleeping. They were sharing a room or a bedroom or whatever. I've read pieces about the Jewish family, the whole family sleeping together on the roof of the home. Well, I guarantee you that they weren't all having sex with each other. They were actually snoring and sleeping up on the roof because it was so hot inside the house.
Yeah.
You know?
Think
about how far we've come with this crazy stuff. I mean, if people would do a little studying, right? Old Testament, if you were talking about having sex with a woman, you knew her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. You didn't know her from the neighborhood. You're like, oh, you knew her. So...
Yeah, and it's when a person, when a king died, then the word is, and he slept with his fathers, Right? Well, it doesn't, yeah, just like you said, it doesn't mean that he went and had sex with his dead fathers or anything like that. The word is that he slept, because this is the word that the Bible uses for death, or even Jesus. In the very beginning, you know, the word sleep and death are synonymous, and, you know, Jesus would talk about this person who slept. But nowadays, you know, when these people want to sleep around with each other, they might as well be talking about death, because they end up getting diseases. You know, you sleep around each other, you slept with this person, yeah, you guys just share death with each other. You guys will be dead in like a little while. You don't get the AIDS or the booty pox or something like that.
It's funny, because this pastor talks about how, you know, the My Truth movement would have you creeping into the church or what have you, and the way it's crept into the church. You know, you've got people in the church claim they believe in the Bible. You have pastors in that church claim they're teaching from the Bible, right? And, you know, they don't believe in hell. There is no hell, okay? There is no devil. There is no, I mean, you listen to what they say, and, you know, well, I don't accept Christ. I mean, I know Jesus. I love Jesus and Jesus, but I don't know about this accepting thing or making him Lord of your life. Okay, really? I don't get it. You read it in there.
Man, when people be talking about like there's no hell, and Jesus never said anything about that, man, these are definitely people who have not studied, right? Maybe they missed that part when Jesus, like, hey, you know, both Jesus and John the Baptist, hey, you brood of vipers, you know, who told you to flee from the coming wrath to come? Yeah, it's like, you know, Paul be like, hey, man, you're gonna be handed over to Satan. Right, Jesus be like, "Hey, let me warn you about this little place called hell." Okay, yeah, so it's this. These aren't things that we just made up that Jesus said. These people are making up that Jesus. Jesus gave warnings. Dang it! He's like, "I'm warning you. You don't want to go to hell. Yeah, the gates of hell, right? If there's gates behind, you know, holding back hell, well, guess what's behind the gate?" Hell.
I love this. I really do, because these people don't realize how dull they look, right? I mean, seriously. They don't realize that, you know, you can show it to them in plain black and white, and they'll find a reason to tell you why that's not quite right. Like, what Jesus wrote wasn't quite right. And I'm sorry. You can't smoke enough dope to get me to go there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
totally. You know, well, I mean, that's another thing that they try to pull, is that they try to, you know, illegitimize the Bible by trying to say that, well, which Bible is it? You know, your Bible, your Protestant Bible has 66 books, and the Catholic Bible has 73, and the Ethiopic Bible has 60, you know, or 81 books. And, well, which one is it, right? Which one is it? And look, man, the thing is, God doesn't work that way. You know, you guys want to talk about, like, how the Bible is man-written and all that sort of stuff. God is a just God, you know, and God's not going to have all these different hidden books and all that sort of stuff, because you would never know if all the books have been uncovered, and you can use that as a loophole. Well, God, how was I supposed to know? I didn't have all the books. And the Lord tells you flat out, hey, the sheep hear my voice. There is one canon that you are able to go to, right? And so if you guys are trying all these other books and you can't figure it out, that's your problem. You're not listening to me. I tell you which one is my canonical word.
Well, I think what you don't understand, the problem you don't understand here, and you should, as a black man, you need to understand that this book was written by a bunch of old white supremacists that, right? Come on, you've heard that. I know you've heard that a million times. And it's like, do you people ever stop? Do you ever stop smoking the dope long enough to get a clear head so you understand? All right, where do people find you and your music?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. My music project is Sledge X. Come and get them Generation X jams, as we do Sledge covers on them. So
Generation X, yeah. All right, go for it. I guess we can put up with it because he's a brother. Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Really, you're going to miss some good stuff. Anyway.